yourself? I mean, I guess you don't really know what's going down with you or John and yourself. I mean, it's all gonna, you're all going to go into the Cabletron yourself?
Yep.
That's the plan.
Yep.
Basically, I think what I think you'll see happen is we'll continue to operate as a separate division, pretty much with the structure we have today. Don will put somebody in place to take Rennick's job. And then we'll continue on with Julio here in the Americas, with Guy and with Winchester. The reasons they're buying us is because of the work that you folks did in the channels, one of the key reasons, okay? And I think that once there's people in the building offices, somebody will buy us for our technology someday. They came after us for our channels, our customers, and our products, but almost in that order. I won't necessarily say that loudly in the engineering group, but the reality is that they have fallen flat in their face with their channels process, and this is probably one of the only ways they can get out of it. Rather than say we're going to rebuild our own, they need to buy one that has got a very good reputation and give them the kickstart, get them there fast, but also say these are different players and these are different processes. So as far as the management team, the idea is that everyone is going over to join Cabletron.
But that is one of the primary drivers as to why they wanted to make the asset purchase.
I don't see that. I don't see Bob going over there.
Take for example, like Doug and I. Then what happens to us as it relates to the regional teams for Cabletron? How do we interplay or work with them? Do we move into their facilities, or how does that play out? Do we know yet?
The point is, as I said before, I don't think any of the specifics would be entered in a con call tomorrow. My only point is.
Know them and address them.
With a time frame to Ernest.
To answer. Yep.
Specifically to what Ernest said. Or else, as I said, good people are going to be lost.
Right. I hear you.
And the other side of it, I'm assuming we carry on the same budgets, same measurements, and everything else, and no one's going to make any goddamn money if everyone's leaving.
Right.
Correct.
I mean, the intent is, and I've had conversations with, this is an example, my counterpart for North America, for Cabletron, and he has, he has basically said the fact, I understand you guys are going to be standalone, you're going to have a standalone business, you're going to have a standalone business head, but what about those situations where we are currently in the same account, and we're both making a proposal, Cabletron guy for Cabletron, our guy for digital products, what do we do? So those are the kinds of things that need to be worked out, Lyle. But to your question, initially, and this is what I know today, initially, we're going to be separate. So, and that's the reason we have a separate business unit, is we're going to have separate BUs. So there are no plans as of right now to do this there's plans to work out how we interrelate as teams to address those kinds of issues that I just covered. But there's no intent that, on January 3rd to go ahead and mesh the two sales teams, if you will.
Is there a timeline for us to start selling selected Cabletron products as for the roadmap?
Not as of right now, but the discussions that I've had with Don Reed, basically said, if you have somebody who is now currently selling digital product, and is your intent to have people cross-train? And the answer is yes. That partner's cross-trained, obviously, they can sell a product. To have our folks to at least be cross-trained to give a referral, should we need to refer? So these are the kinds of details that, we're going to have to work out. But as of today, all we do know, based on the conversations I've had with everybody here, is what we don't know, there better be a timeline for what are we going to do individually for jobs, and what are you going to tell me what my job is? So I hear you.
If I was Don Reed, what I would do is I would do what John was saying before, is we knew what Cabletron is, we were successful in the way that we did it.
Right.
To go from 1.5 to 5, we have to do some different things.
Right.
And we think, him, what we did, we're going forward, and if he wants people to be interested in participating in that group, just like that, just
to have a job is not enough. Exactly what my job is.
Well, I guess it depends on the individuals, but for the most part, I would say no.
Well, Julia, they're going to want to know also is can we opt out with a package instead?
Can you say opt out with a package?
I mean,
the only
alternative
that people will have are three. And the alternative, well, it's not really, I say alternatives. People will either go to work for Cabletron, everybody will be offered a position at Cabletron, or work within that digital group that remains in digital to manage, in essence, manage the reseller agreement, or leave digital. Those are basically the three options.
With no package.
Correct.
You can terminate it.
Correct.
Right, you can do that at any time. It's people will go forward, and there's an instant in time when no one works for digital. Everyone's terminated from digital, and the instant later, everyone's hired by Cabletron. Along with this agreement that's been signed. So if people say, I don't want to do that, people do nothing. They're going to end up to be Cabletron employees. They can choose not to show up for work or, you know, not they did bad.
That is basically it. Yeah.
That's going to be the way it will work.
From a highlight standpoint,
What is next point of view? We have this, Julio put a note about and talk about a 9 o'clock meeting, about the cafeteria meeting we're having.
Yeah.
Basically, the main thing that we're asking people to do is while Cabletron, that, you know, any change will get people concerned, okay, and everyone, I'm not going to tell everybody not to worry because people, that's a natural thing to do. I'm not going to tell everybody not to do that. But there is a commitment to make sure that nobody loses the job as a result of this, and I have tested this a number of times with Chris Sullivan, who's negotiated this on Digital's behalf. I say, what's going to happen if these people stay at Digital? Is this just a short-term holding pattern? No, that Min Malaki is committed to having these people, because there is real work for them to do, and that he's not going to come back and somehow go after that group. We've talked to Harry Kofferman about how do we model this after the storage group, so make sure that there is a commitment. So basically, we're asking people to, realize that we're asking people not to overreact or react too quickly. Give it a chance and look at it, but we will try to get you the information we need. It is exciting to be part of a company that wants to grow from $1.5 billion to $5 billion, a company that's going to make acquisitions, a company that's going to be is number four in the marketplace, that has got a very strong enterprise management product, number four in the world. And to be part of that, the market influencer, and part of a top network player. So there are some very good things. And I think that the other thing that Reed sees when he looks at this organization is he makes other acquisitions. He sees a talent base. They have a terribly thin bench, as they would say. And they're looking to us to say that one thing he sees. That they came after us for the channels, but the more they looked at the products and the people, they're saying, hey, wait a minute, you guys have got a real talent base here. And the kind of talent base that he looks forward to. This thing came along as an opportunity to them. I think if you talk to him, he originally would have liked to make a couple of other smaller acquisitions first and then followed with this maybe 6 months later, but you know, the opportunity's there, so he's going after it. He's going after it now. So I think that I see opportunity here for people, and I see a guy who's looking at us not only for what we bring as a current organization, but also as a set of people.
After tomorrow's meeting, there's 12 notes that we really want to get to the next level, which is, again, trying to shrink some of this stuff where it's workable on both of our behalfs, both Digital Cabletron and its partners, in the next 30 to 60 days. Is there a process that is in place for us where it makes sense to link up with counterparts and begin to try to work some of their... I give you a good example. As we see now, there's potential. You've got Cabletron, you got Meredith, you got both going at a project at the spring. How do you manage a relationship? How do we begin to try to orchestrate that?
Right. A couple of things. I mean, the thing that was asked of us as part of the reseller agreement is what are we going to do the first couple of months to make sure that we have the the channels. You're talking about a bar, but let me just kind of stick with the national location just a moment. The intent is to have Don Reed have, and we need to start planning for this in the next month, con calls and or face-to-face with the heads of all our partners. That's number one. To also have Don talk with end users of partners that they list. So, as an example, in that case, you go to a Wiley, you go to an Advent, and say, "Look, you know, are there any end users that you rely on for your revenue that you want me to talk about?" So, AOL and others. I've been asked to provide a list to submit to the Worldwide Sales and Marketing Organization from an end user perspective as to who's going to be approached to explain to them the terms and conditions of the relationship. The other thing which we are trying to do is to get Reed to actually be at the February partners meeting down in Orlando, talk to all the partners and just basically say, "This is who I am, this is what my plan is going forward for partners, et cetera." I know you and I are scheduled at 12 o'clock tomorrow to talk, but what Reed wants to do is to be able to, as quickly as possible, get in front of and talk to partners. Okay? Now, whether we can get down to specific, VARs, I think, that'll come in time, but initially we want to be able to, just to be able to talk to the partners and then in turn to talk to VARs.
We can take it offline, but again, just Interface the sprint for us is hilarious. It is not anyone else.
I understand. I'm just trying to kind of do it in priority order.
I understand. Yeah. And people like Tabletron have approached hilarious recently. I'm part of the organization. The answer has been no. Now what becomes the ground rules? Because the person from sprint is going to ask the question, what is the ground rules?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so somehow when we look at those kind of issues, I'd like to see us maybe put them at a level playing field where it should be, because those represent real customer interface.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Celeritas will be able to continue sourcing product just like they do today from the partner of their choice. Now, I think the big question is that when and under what conditions will they be able to source product other than the current MPB product, i.e. Tabletron product.
Well, how about the pricing structure, too?
Pricing is, another question. So the issue for the VAR is, quite frankly, one of the issues that the partners, I think, are going to like is, hey, now I've got access to more product. I've got a wider breadth of product from which that I can go to one vendor for.
When you say that, you mean that there's a distributor or a Celeritas
eventually, yes. When you say Celeritas would continue to order it the same way they order it now, not direct us, but I mean, however they order it now, I'm not sure what distributor they go through. But the intent would be is that our partners would continue having a digital label product, and they will have, that's the reason that they're buying us, in large part, is to help us get that channel's presence. So the intent is down the road is that somebody like a Celeritas can not only order the digital label product, but can also order Tabletron.
One of the purposes of tonight's call was to give you the heads up, but also to think about how we want to tomorrow, what do we want to say to some key accounts and some key partners.
Right. Well, that's one of my questions I was getting ready to ask, John.
Okay.
So, what is the plan?
And Julie, we're going to talk to Pratt tomorrow.
Yep.
I can do it if you're tied up.
No, that call is still on. Why don't you just get into a little bit about what this package that ESF is going to be given tomorrow?
A couple of things we put together. There was one of the presentations we were using was one that was for employees, and I'll send that out to you guys tonight, okay? There's another one, a presentation that we developed for the digital sales force. Want to explain to them what's going on and also some slides that they can use with some customers, okay? I asked Julio for a list of some of the key accounts, such as Pratt, such as Dow Chemical, and which he gave me here in Sprint. I didn't necessarily want Digital's ESF Salesforce leading that effort and that message. I wanted to make sure we were involved with it. So what I did is I told the ESF, the Digital Sales and Marketing Group, is that we NPB would lead the discussions for the key accounts. And so one thing we want to do tonight is that, you know, who is it that needs to get communicated with, who needs to get a phone call, who are the key ones. And some of the messages I have are in a presentation which I will send to you, explaining who Cabletron is and what this relationship is about. But I'm assuming that what we want to do is give these key accounts a call, so that as they're hearing it, shortly after they hear it, that they're hearing from us.
Right.
And then one of the things that you do is that if you are working with a global or an ESF counterpart, that it's up to us to contact that, you know, that person.
So this package that you're going to get is actually, the purpose of tonight is on these large end users is, we debated on whether or not to have the TMs on the call tonight and so forth, and we opted to have the regional managers. The purpose of this package is for you to be able to look at this, and based on the conversation we just had, and this package is tomorrow by region to contact those end users to explain to them the terms and conditions of this agreement.
Yeah, I'd prefer to get that here within the region, then I can put it out where I have this cross-business unit and drive it through Jack and Jim, for example, and Ed Dale of NS and get it to them. I think to me it comes rather than coming back around behind them.
Well, my suggestion, Lyle, was if you want to get them on board relative to, in other words, you explain to them in terms of this is the agreement based on what we're going to send to you tonight, that you be present when those conversations with the end users actually happen.
Right.
It doesn't have to be all of them, but I mean, I'm just saying take the top 10 in your area and have a conversation with them.
Right.
Right.
I got a call tonight from Alex, I can't think of his last name, he's in Gallup's organization.
Well,
he wanted us to file a listing all of the top accounts, top FARs, top SI, Mix that list, he wants the name of the NPB territory. Wanted a letter to go out to from Gallup tomorrow morning to these individuals, kind of reminding them of kind of reference the announcement and kind of a checklist.
Okay. So our own our NPB.
Yeah, that was the request. So I asked Alex. I said, "Well, first, you're kind of giving me some information. I'm not familiar with, but I understand the request. And two, I'll make sure it's appropriate you get the list tomorrow morning." And comment to me was, Matt Gallup wants the list, I think. Still, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Quite frankly, it's
and keep in mind, I asked, he wants the name of, well, for instance, if this list is Dow, he wants to get a low pass on it. AOL, then he wants the name of the territory manager.
Right. Well, I think you and I need to get back on with him tomorrow morning. Your commitment is to call him at 8:15.
My commitment is to call him between 8:15 and 8:30. Now, we'll have the data, but I obviously will not send the data until we have the meeting here. You guys decide whether or not it's the right thing to do.
No, I mean, it's certainly not the right thing to do for Mike Gallup to send a note to our NPB guys. Our NPB guys should go through the process tomorrow of hearing things at 9 o'clock and at 10:45. And then talking to their
end users. Tomorrow morning with Alex so that
tell him I'll be more than happy to have a discussion with Mike. And in fact, I would welcome that between 8 and 10:45. I'm actually between 8 and 9. Because between 8 and 9, we'll have some time. 9 o'clock, we have a meeting here internally. So let's see if we can get him on between 8 and 8:30 and say, can we have a conversation with Mike?
We can talk to Mike, we can talk to Alex because Mike's local in Toronto.
Okay.
Calling in.
And that's what we'll tell him. So you get me aside, and that's what we'll tell him. I mean, our folks should have the benefit of having gone. Because quite frankly, a lot is attached to 10:45. They will not have a full scenario happen until they actually get through 1045 and listen to Don Reed. So for us to have communications going out to the field from Gallup without he or the field having the benefit of 9 o'clock or 1045, it's just not
we got to get this address. When are we going to get to what we're going to tell our distribution partners
tomorrow?
Are we going to do that at noon?
We're going to plan out what we're going to tell them and when. When you and I get together at noon.
Okay, this is the basis. You can use that.
This is the baseline. To look over this tonight, obviously, this is kind of like the
first time I've seen this.
And use a customer.
I did it through. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't address.
Well, that's what we have to, again, with the partners, the same kind of thing.
This addresses an end user customer more than it does.
Right.
What we have is this, and the first thing that we looked at.
Now, I think that the Reed is going to be here tomorrow. He's available. If there's some partners you would like him to talk to tomorrow, you know, for just 15 minutes or 5 minutes, say, hey, this is going on. If you think that's valuable tomorrow, you map it out.
It's not going to be valuable unless we can answer some questions.
All right.
To introduce him, to welcome the introduction, but if that's all it is, I think it's more detrimental.
Why don't we sketch you out then at 12 o'clock based on what we hear? You know, they have the benefit of 1045, and I think we should then get together and say, okay, now that we know that, what questions are they going to want to hear an answer to that we haven't heard yet?
I got them. Most of the questions.
Okay. How long is Reed going to be here for?
He's here until 7, and actually 8 tomorrow night. But I told him that towards the end of the day, he's got some press stuff going on from 1 until 3 or 4. Basically, he hasn't got any, he has a couple of press things scheduled already, but basically we anticipate people saying, hey, call, you know, we're going to be have a dynamic schedule, okay? If you said, hey, I really need him to talk to so-and-so at Annixter at 4:30, if you come see me, I'll see if he's free at 4:30. Okay, but if you thought there was it was important to get him to say even as an introduction or a couple of points to a few of these key partners, we can try to get. He's in the building. We can try to get some time with him. That would not be for an extensive discussion. It would be a little more than the introduction.
So why don't we at 12 o'clock then we can get together and talk, and then we can figure out. Don, this is what we'd like for you. We'd like to wait for you to line you up. But these are two or three questions, so we'll make a judgment call at that point. I think if he's here, if he's got press between 1 and 3, our best bet is to try and get him to talk to at least a few, assuming that he's got enough content there to kind of get us through. Because after that, I'm not sure what our access is going to be to him, because you've got Thanksgiving, and then next week is going to be an issue, too. Plus, I'd like, since we have him here, obviously, Guy and John are going to be trying to get on his calendar to speak with him as well. So we got have a captive audience with him tomorrow, so we might as well try and take advantage of that, assuming he's got something to say.
I could use the time to set up the calls, but as I said, I don't know what the value is other than...
Well, even if it's a 30,000-foot view of channels, this is what my idea of channels is. If he's got something in terms of percentage that he wants to be able to say, you know, out of a $5 billion company, how much that's going to be through direct? How much is going to be through channels? I would assume some of that would be, if he's got that kind of at least high level view, would be valuable. But you tell me after we get through tomorrow, we get through at 12.
All right. Who do I need to send? I need to send. I get Lyle, Doug, and Bill Harris, and then Tom Norlander.
Right.
Yep.
And
Lynette Cuddy.
Cuddy.
Yeah. My issue though is that I wonder how much value is without them having the benefit of the con call. She is part of one of the invitees for tomorrow at 10:45. So what I would ask is after we get through at 9, on 9
she
o'clock,
can
she can be
group.
On 9 o'clock.
That is not going out.
No, I know. I mean, the answer for 10:45 will go out tomorrow at the 9 o'clock meetings. Be in the cafeteria at 10:45.
Okay.
She can't be in there. Be in there.
This is manufacturing. This is the whole business, right?
Yep.
All assets, all people, everything.
Okay.
So I would, going back to your question, at this point, valuable with the benefit of a con call.
Right.
So people who are not in the con call.
Fine. I'll just send tonight these guys here and then tomorrow.
Exactly.
Tomorrow, right. And I've included all of you on a distribution that's supposed to go out from corporate to the key managers in the company. I've added Julia, your staff, to that list. You'll get should get some email middle of the morning tomorrow. So the idea that if you're sitting in a digital office with somebody and one of the managers gets something, you'll be getting it at the same time. Actually, if I get sent it tonight, you'll get it. You'll get a lot of it ahead of time.
Did I hear you say I could or could not forward to the TMs?
Not until after the announcement.
All right, tomorrow I'm talking about.
After. Tomorrow, absolutely. After 8 o'clock, it's going to be on the wire. The TMs will be on there at 9 o'clock. My preference is really to have them come in on the con call at 9 o'clock.
That's what I mean. I'll send it to them afterwards when they go on the con call. I'll send it during that.
That's good. Okay.
What do you say, Julie? We can send it to them at 8 o'clock or after the con call? Hello?
Hey, I'm here. I'm thinking for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, I've been on this call the whole time. I just have you guys couldn't hear me for some reason.
Okay.
But I was on the cellular phone. I'm not on a regular phone. So.
All right, good.
Anyway, I heard the whole deal here. So.
She is on it? Okay. I think is to forward it to him at 9 o'clock. Why don't you give it to him at 9 or give it to him at 8 without the benefit of a conversation? I don't think it's going to be as effective.
Right.
Well, I would say all the materials that you've got, give it to them at 9 o'clock.
John, all the stuff that you're going to send out tomorrow, it was 8 or 9 o'clock you're going to send? Is that what we're going to have, Doug, Bill, and I, are we going to have that stuff tonight?
Yes.
How short a time? 5 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, what?
Hold on a second. John just stepped out for a second. Wait a minute.
Hold on. I'm going to guess.
I will.
Is that Joanne?
That's Joanne.
When can she forward it to these guys?
I'll do it tonight.
Do it that like...
Hey, what, an hour, 2 hours, what, John?
Within an hour, probably an hour from now.
Within an hour, Lyle.
Is that on by 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning? My notebook's got problems at home, so I wanted to get it now before I left.
Okay.
All right.
30 minutes?
I'll do my best to get to it 30 minutes.
30 minutes, yep.
Okay.
I have rather than 30 minutes.
I guess the lawyer's calling and all this stuff. Anyway.
For the people who are not on the call, though, don't forward it to them tonight.
No, okay.
Forward it to them tomorrow.
So I get Doug, Lyle, and Bill.
Right.
Anyone else on the call besides Doug, Lyle, and Bill?
Don recess, but he's been at 9 o'clock.
The engineering group, isn't he?
Yes.
He'll be in the engineering version of it.
It's basically the staffs. The direct report staff. Now, all of report to Don, Pete's headcount.
Right.
Right.
Doyle?
Okay.
Doyle?
Yeah.
How long does everyone stay a digital employee between now, 30 to 60 more days until they settle?
Right.
That's correct, yep.
Okay.
Yep. So this is, this is an announcement. You got to go through the closing, which is going to be in 30 to 60 days. So basically, people remain a digital employee. We keep doing what we're doing. Okay. Okay, any more questions?
Okay, and did you already send out about the numbers for the 8 o'clock meeting and the 9 o'clock meeting? Did you already send those out?
The 9 o'clock meeting.
Or excuse me, the 9 o'clock.
Out, there is no more 8 o'clock meeting now because I thought everybody's going to be on this call.
But is the 9 o'clock, are the numbers right? Because the numbers this afternoon.
But I want to verify. I'll send another note out.
You got the memo in front of you?
It's 262-7097 to DTN. Confirmation number 342-6127.
Hold on, Lyle, because I literally this changed on me at 4:59 our time. So sorry about that. My apologies, first place. But let me tell you what I think the number's going to be.
Correct.
Okay. This is for the 9 o'clock meeting with the Americas. There's 110 dial-in line numbers. Okay, and it's external. It's 212-676. 5362.
What's the DTN?
There is no DTN.
Confirmation number?
Confirmation number is 3426127.
Okay, what was the other number again? Because look for the DTN. 212 what?
Okay, 212-676-5362.
Confirmation 3426127.
Right, it is, because when we went to 110 lines.
Correct?
Say again, Lyle.
212-676-5362.
Yep.
Confirmation 3426127.
That's correct. Yeah, well, I'll talk to Julie. We'll get another one. My apologies for those numbers.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. What happens? We went to 110 lines, and they thought they could, from 30, we thought we could get it the same number, but they changed the number on, so they couldn't change it back.
So they put, did an email go out to everybody tonight for that?
We will. I'll talk to Julie about that now.
Yep.
We're going to resend that, right?
Yep. Right.
Yep.
And to everybody, or do we need to resend it?
No. We'll send it out for, well, actually, you got a copy of it, right? I think on what it says.
But that number was wrong.
I know. It says, please distribute to your teams.
Correct.
Yeah. I sent that out already.
Yeah.
We should send it out.
You just,
that number was wrong.
For purpose of tomorrow, just, we'll just go ahead and resend it out with the new number.
To everybody.
Listen, Julia, I wasn't able to ask the question before. You said people had three options. One is to, if they stay with digital, they're with digital. Either they leave digital or they go with Cabletron. What about if they want to stay with digital in another capacity? They have no choice?
No, they
will not be able to transfer out of this organization internal to digital.
No matter what?
We'll be able to bring, do you know whether or not we're going to be able to open up with the open recs that we have and bring people from digital into this organization?
Don't know that. Are hiring recs frozen at the moment? I've got an interest in filling Denver. Are those still open?
Know that, Lyle.
Pardon me?
Know the answer to that.
We don't know if open recs are open.
I think let's wait to get a confirmation from HR tomorrow. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't go ahead and backfill people. But I just want to get absolute confirmation from HR. So I don't know the answer to that right now, Lyle.
Julia, do we still work for you?
Now the good news.
Julio, do we work for you?
There's a number of compensation kind of questions and operational issues and details that aren't relevant for this meeting. So as we go forward, is we're going to be ripping the guts out of this reporting and logistics. We're going to be taking orders and everything we need to go and consider. But I'll save that for Pete. Stuff I need to go do.
Yep.
But like for instance, there's people trying to strike deals. Gary Lopez, the Dow Chemical, wants to strike a deal in terms of ongoing volume contract allowance,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't think right now I can do that. I think we need to wait to sort all that out.
Well, quite frankly, there is an element here of business as usual.
Okay.
So until closing.
Okay.
So until closing, relative to that, we continue to run the business. On the specific issue of backfills of people, I don't see any reason why we would not backfill people. But again, I just want to get, I don't want to give you a blanket yes until I actually have that confirmed from Annette. So,
Julio, do we work for you now and also through the transition and when you become part of Tabletron?
Yes. I say that emphatically enough.
And who do you work for, Julio?
Yeah, who do you report to?
Okay, Julio, who do you work for?
That's what's going to be named.
Only got one question a day.
Yes, you guys, I'm going to do a little test work. Like we said, this person is going to head up this BU is going to be named, and that's the person I would report to. Hear it from the man's mouth. Hear it from Don Reed's mouth.
But you know it's not Mr. Reddick.
Hey, Julia, what happens with current? We have some salary raises, things coming up for people, which were recently submitted.
For December pay raises? In effect.
In effect.
So I can address December, so that's in effect.
Good.
Okay.
Julia, what about the SDSs and the admins?
Part of those three options. we're going to need people, to, you know, just like we need that to help run the region. So they are all part of these of this scenario. Now, the only exception to that is contractors. I don't think we have any contractors on board. Am I correct for SDSs or admins?
As far as I'm aware.
Okay.
Yeah, what was that again?
Which part, Lyle?
SDS no and admins about.
Do you have any contractors?
I have two, and I just made an offer to Janet. I still have one that's a contractor.
Another.
But she's still got a rec we could fill.
On those, again, the intent is that when this thing closes, everybody who's an employee of Digital goes over. What happens between tomorrow and closing on people who are in the process of becoming contractors and permanent? We have to get an answer for. So a lot of these HR questions, again, are going to come up, which you need to get answers for. That we don't, I don't have answers for tonight, but the intent would be is during that closing period to get those answers. Okay, so with that, let's have everybody get together tomorrow at 9. We'll send out a new memo with a new number. You'll get this material within the next 30 minutes. So take a look at it tonight with an eye towards talking to users tomorrow, partners tomorrow, as well as internal channels tomorrow. Because we need to really consider them as really a as a customer. What they're going to be, in the not too distant future. So that's the reason, quite frankly, that I pressed to have this call tonight, as opposed to tomorrow, because I want you guys to look at it, understand it, digest it, because you're going to have a lot of conversations tomorrow. You're going to be in a position too. You're not going to be able to answer every question, but you'll answer what you can answer, and then we'll try and get them, you know, questions answered as soon as we can. Okay, thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow morning then, 9 o'clock. We'll send out the corrected number.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, bye.